Blog Talk Radio.
Mikael's mom, and I'm here today. Sitting in the studio with me is special guest Emerson. Now, normally the fifth graders do big questions for little kids, but today we're doing big questions for Bigfoot. Big questions for big kids. And these questions are some questions that Ms. Kim thought about and decided that it would be best to kind of do an improv type of thing so we can see where the children are coming from to see what their thoughts are on certain things. So, hi, Emerson. I'd like to welcome you.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you here today. My first question for you is, if you were president, what is the first thing you would do?
Oh, my gosh. I've had this question before. Dang. There's so many choices.
Just give me one. The first thing that you would do. That you may want to change or just do.
Make it so insurance is free. So that if you get injured while you're working and you have to pay insurance for something that you might not have enough money to pay for because you're already paying for an insurance on different things, that's one thing. That's probably the first thing I'd do.
I think that's great because you do know that there are some countries that offer free health care.
Yeah.
So I think that would really be a great suggestion. Okay. Here's one for you. This question is perfect for you. If you won the lottery, let's say you won $5 million.
Holy Christ.
What would you do with the money?
Oh, my gosh. Well, as the tourist says, I'd probably donate 10% of that to the DACA. And then with the rest of that money, I'd probably help build the school bigger or, I don't know.
Okay, you mentioned the word the DACA. So
yeah.
For those who may not know what that word means, because I understand that you are very fluent in Hebrew, can you explain to us a little more what tzedakah means?
It means charity of any sort.
Okay, so you will give a portion of it, at least 10%, to
yes.
Charity. Okay, great. And as far as building the school, you said you would donate some to the school.
Yeah.
So you said make the school bigger. Bigger as in to what? More classes, or would you go? I'll let you in.
More classes for sure, so I don't have to go to a different school. So it would go through hopefully high school and then like buy more land and then have like a college, like a Jewish college here in Columbia.
Wow, impressive. Okay, now here's one for you. If you could witness any event of your past, present, or future, what would it be? If you could witness it, go back and see it, whether it's today, tomorrow, or in the past, what would it be?
What I'm going to wear tomorrow.
So you would like to witness what you're going to wear. So you would like to witness what you're going to wear tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to go back and see Abraham Lincoln sitting watching and see what happened with all of that, or you wouldn't want to go back and see.
I don't want to wear it to school tomorrow.
Okay. Well said. I have one more question for you.
Okay.
If you had a chance for a do-over in life, what would you do differently?
I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Danielle's my sister, we were messing around And she had, like, pushed me up against the fridge, and she headbutted me. And if I had a do-over, I'd probably stop us messing around. And then I wouldn't have gone through my whole appendectomy, which is an extremely painful surgery. And my appendix burst, which I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing 2 or 3 days later is when my stomach started hurting and I could not go back to bed. And then the day after I couldn't go back to bed, we went to 3 different doctors and they all said, go to this place, go to this place. And at the final doctor, they said, your son has he has to go through appendectomy because his appendix had burst. So I stayed in the hospital for like a week or a week and a half, which really stunk because I really wanted to go to school. But I got a lot of visitors, which made up for all the time that I missed.
Cool. Well, Emerson, I must say it was a pleasant conversation here that we had today, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. My second guest is Mikael Jefko, a.k.a. my son. And I thought of it because you called him. My second guest in the studio today is Mikael Jefko, a.k.a. my son.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good.
Great. So what we're doing is we're asking the fifth graders different questions. Just to see what their response is. These questions are not, or we didn't want the questions to be rehearsed, which is why you don't know which questions I'm going to ask. And we just want to know your thoughts, okay? That okay?
That's it.
Okay, my first question is, how do you spend your free time?
I usually spend my free time by going outside and playing football and basketball with some of my friends.
So are you good at basketball and football?
I think I'm better at football than basketball, to be honest.
What would you prefer?
Football.
Football. Okay. Okay. My second question is, what is a skill you'd like to learn and why?
I think I would like to learn how to do a backflip because I'm very good at athletics, but I've always been good at athleticism. But that's one of the things I haven't learned how to do yet, so that would be interesting to learn.
So, being that you said you like to learn it, have you been practicing?
Well, I haven't been practicing on the backflip because I probably need a teacher for that, but I have been doing other athletics. Things like cartwheels, handstands, headstands, and all that.
Speaking of, it's been a while since I've seen you walk on your hands. Can you still do that?
Yes.
When was the last time?
It's been a while, but I can still do it.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you won the lottery, what would you do with the money?
I would one of the things I would do was give more money to stores so they can build more clothes and then they can send it off to homeless shelters and give it to homeless people and also build more houses for the less fortunate people.
Okay, you said build clothes.
Well, make them.
Make clothes? Okay, so say that out.
So they can make clothes and send it off to homeless shelters, and then they can give it to the less fortunate people.
Okay. My final question. What is your strongest personal quality?
Athleticism.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you for being in the studio with me. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Sitting in the studio with me now is Sarah. Now, Sarah, I'd like to welcome you to the studio, and I have a few questions that I'd like to ask you. The first one being, what school, after you leave here, would you be attending, and why did you choose that school?
Well, I'm going to TLC at Dent, and I chose that school because my sister goes there, and I really like where it is, and, like, not too big. And I shadow there, and it seems really cool.
Great. Okay, my next question. If you won the lottery, what would you do with the money?
Well, first, I would give 10% of it to Sadaka, and then I would take some of it and, like, put it in the bank. Wait, you mean, like, right now or when I'm an adult?
Period.
Okay. So if right now, I would put some of it in my college fund, and if I were an adult, I would probably put some of it in the college funds for my kids. Depending on how much money I have, I would put more or less.
Good answer. If you were president, what is the first thing you would do?
I don't know, like, kind of what I would do if I were president, because I'm not that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably make sure that, like, things would be fair, I guess.
Fair in what way?
Like, what do we know?
Education, health care, homeless.
Yeah, make sure that people have a place to live. And education, like everyone gets a good education.
Repeat that again, the education part.
That everyone gets a good education.
Cool. Okay, now, what is your favorite book? Four books, and why?
Wings of Fire series.
Wings of Fire. Never heard.
They are the best. They're about these dragons. And I'm not going to give too much of it away, but they're born to end this war that's been going on through the different tribes because there were three daughters and their mother died, and so they can't decide who's going to be queen. So they're having a war, and they all have these alliances, and the dragonette, the five dragon kids, or whatever you want to call them, are born from a prophecy to stop the war.
Oh, so you're a sci-fi girl, huh? Okay. Did you like Avatar the movie, or even
I've
the series?
I've never seen it.
Oh, really cool. Yeah, good. I loved it. Okay, one final question. Are you most proud of?
Well, I like to think of myself as a really good artist. I'm proud of that. Also, I think I'm a really good soccer player. So
you
I'm
think
proud of
or
that.
You know?
I know.
There you go. Girl power!
So I'm proud of that, and also I help my younger sister at times when she needs me, like if she needs help with her Hebrew homework and she doesn't understand something, then I would go and help her, and things like that.
So are you fluent in Hebrew?
Fluent, but I know a lot of Hebrew.
So if we went over to Israel, right, and I didn't speak a lick of Hebrew, and we needed to get to different places, would you be able to speak to someone to get us where we needed to go?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Give me an example. What if I said, I need to go to the hospital?
I probably, if I didn't know where it was, then I would go to someone who probably knew, and I would ask them, do you know where the hospital is?
But let's say they don't speak English, mm-hmm. and you needed to speak Hebrew, because you do.
Yeah.
What would you say? In Hebrew.
That's what happened for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being in the studio today. You were certainly a delight. Okay, that was good. Emerson, what school are you going to next year, and why did you choose that particular school?
Well, the school, my first choice and the one that I got into is TLC at Denton Middle School on some road. I forget what road it's called. And I chose that school because I've known a bunch of kids who go there. One of the kids' names who used to go here, David Stark, he went there, and he says he enjoys the school a lot.
Wonderful. You're looking forward to making new friends.
Yeah.
Cool. Mikhail, so tell us, what school are you going to next year and why you chose that?
Next year I'm going to White Knoll Middle School. I chose that place because my brother used to go there, and he used to show me pictures, you know, of what they used to do. They have a lot of hands-on experience, and that's what I like to do. But I also like challenges.
They have a lot of hands-on
activities.
Activities, say that.
They have a lot of hands-on activities.
Joining me now in the studio is Ava. Hi, Ava. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay. As I've asked the other children that have come before you, I'm asking certain questions. These questions are no questions that you can think about as far as you knew the questions ahead of time. Kind of wanted to do an improv thing. Ms. Kim was looking for something along those lines. So I'm just going to ask you some questions and just get your thoughts on things. Okay?
Okay.
The first question is, what does a perfect day look like to Ava?
Wake up, have beignets, which are a little Louisiana.
Go ahead.
I don't really know.
What's a perfect day to you? What would be a good day? You, at the end of the day, if you said, wow, that was a good day, what would have made it a good day?
Wake up, have pastry, go to school. No.
What do you like doing?
I like writing questions and art.
Talk about that.
Well, Wednesdays are my favorite days of the week.
So here's a question for you. We'll scratch the first one. What's your favorite day of the week and why?
I like Wednesdays, though, because I have horseback riding, and I love
Wow. So how long have you been riding?
Well, I started riding when I was a little younger. Then I stopped, and I ride every Wednesday this year.
Is it a big horse or is it a pony?
A big horse.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow. What type of horse is it? Do you know?
I mostly ride paint, but sometimes little horses.
What's the name of this? Do you ride the same horse each time or switch?
Well, I usually ride Marty, Roy, or Gigi.
Oh, Gigi. Okay. Do you ever feed the horses?
Yes. And we also gave Marty a bath today.
Well, how was that?
Well, we bathed her off in the city cleaning station, and then we, like, let her dry, and then we took her back to her pasture, and she rolled all in the dirt and got all dirty after the bath.
Really?
Yes.
So, What things have you ever fed her?
Usually grass. They have grass in their pasture, hay, and this mixture of different types of oats.
Well, have you ever given them an apple?
Yeah, we usually give them little horse treats or apples and carrots after we ride them.
Oh, so those are considered treats. The carrot, even carrots?
Yes.
Even though to humans, carrots would not be a treat.
No.
That would be more like punishment.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there a certain way that you feed the horses? Because I would think, if you just probably put your hand up there, they could just take it off.
Yeah, because they're doing our fingers instead of carrots. So you have to feed them with your hand out flat.
Okay. Good to know. Well, I won't be, messing with horses anytime soon. I'm afraid of them. I think they're just these big animals. And no. Has Maddie, is her name Maddie? What's the horse's name?
Marty.
Has Marty ever kicked?
Well, sometimes the horses get spooked, and it's where they don't like this particular part, like the grass will rustle some weird way, or a door will shut in the middle step. So they'll go off into loping. So
what is it called?
Loping. It's where the horses have, certain horses have three gates, and for English they have multiple. I ride more of Western, so I'm more familiar with the Western gates. There's walk, which is walking. Jogging, which is a little faster, and loping, which is the fastest. So sometimes if the horse will get scared, they'll sort of buck and then go loping, and then you have to stop them.
Have you been on Marty when
yes.
she bucks? Were you
yes.
scared?
A little bit.
Oh, my gosh. What happened? Did she,
She sort of, when she got scared, she sort of, bucked and then started to go loping, and she's
Okay.
It's kind of scary because you're okay, got this, and then, all of a sudden it's ah!
So did you tighten the reins or what?
They have this little mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It's metal, and they don't really like when they pull back on it. Because who would having a rubber band in the mouth with someone mm-hmm. pulling back on it? So you pull back, and then I don't like that. I'll stop.
Oh, so does the metal piece in their mouth, does it hurt them, or is it just an irritant?
Well, they don't have teeth. They only have a certain amount of teeth, and then they just stop. You put it in their gums, but if you pull back, it'll
I didn't know that. Thanks. That's something I learned today. Okay. Now, if you won the lottery, what would you do with
that? I really like horses, so I would probably get myself a horse and maybe take a trip to Australia.
Why Australia?
I really like Australia because they have all the animals and it has, because I really like koalas and all the types of animals that are there. So I'll probably go to Australia.
And you probably want to hear someone say, good night, mate.
Yes, definitely. And I really like their coral reefs. So I would really like to go scuba diving there because I really like to swim in the ocean.
So I assume you like Iggy Azalea.
No.
Really? She's from Australia.
I have no idea who she is.
She's a big-time rapper. She's actually good. And she's from Australia. She's been here for a number of years now, and she's very popular. So, and she's from Australia. She sure is. Okay. If you could keep only three possessions, what would they be?
My pet?
We'll count that as one.
Okay. Probably my clothes. And my family.
Good answer. But not necessarily in that order, correct?
Correct.
So, what type of pets do you have?
I have a gecko, 5 chickens. 3 of them now are chicks. 2 are adults. A dog. 2.5 cats. Well, 2 and maybe a lot of cats. So we have 2 that are ours, but we have all these feral cats that are born on our cul-de-sac that people own but don't really take care of. So they all just swarm in our porch and they're eating Chloe and Beckett's food.
So for those that are listening to this conversation, you mentioned the word feral. What does that mean?
Sort of wild. They aren't really domesticated. They don't really have a house. And they're sort of wild cats.
So do you feed them?
Yes.
No wonder they say. They know that they can come to you for a free meal.
Yes.
You said you have 5 chickens or 3 chickens?
5 chickens and 3 chicks. Well, okay, So two are homegrown and three are chicks. So five altogether, but two adults and two babies.
You mentioned you lived in a subdivision.
Yes.
Where do you keep the chickens?
In our backyard. Our house actually backs up to woods, so we have a pretty big backyard.
Oh, okay. So do you get eggs from the chickens?
Yes. One lays brown eggs and one lays green, but no ham.
Okay. I got it. Green eggs and ham. I get it. Okay. So, now, when you go and take, for instance, you go and, do you gather the eggs sometimes?
Yes.
So what do? Are the eggs under the hen and you just go up under and pull it out? What?
Well, our chickens, so they have this coop and they have a nesting box. So usually when I let them out and they all go run out so they can all play, and the eggs are usually just there.
And you take the eggs?
Yes.
They never get upset or anything?
Well, one of our chickens got, like, broody and it's where, oh, I want to, like, catch a chick. So she'll, like, sit on the egg and, like, won't let you get it. But because we don't have any roosters, they can't have, like, a chick.
Mm-hmm.
But Roosevelt at one point started crowing, and we thought she was turning into a rooster because it's actually possible for chickens to go from one girl, the girl chicken to a boy chicken and a boy chicken to a girl chicken. So she was, like, crowing and stopped laying eggs, and we were like, Rosie, are you turning into a rooster? But she was actually molting during this time, so it turns out she was just really upset.
So she was actually what?
Molting, which is where they, like, lose all their feathers.
Okay.
That would be pretty upset if I was like, oh,
okay. So you thought Rosie was becoming Roosevelt. Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
I never heard that they can go from male to female, female to male.
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
It's kind of weird.
Have you ever seen it?
No, because it takes, like, a while, I guess.
Okay. So then you just maybe walk out one day and they have the,
little cone and...
Yes! I'm going to YouTube that. I want to see that. That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my final question to you. If you had a chance for a do-over in life, what would you do differently?
I probably wouldn't have yelled at my sister that much.
Oh, so you yell at her sometimes?
Not that much, but sometimes we get into fights and we pick up that we overget.
Oh, okay. Well, you can always do the 30-day no yelling challenge.
Oh.
We had a lady on our radio show, and she has 7 children, and all of them are under the age of 13. So they're very young. And she said she had this issue with just yelling. So she decided to do a 30-day challenge, and which entailed no yelling. She didn't yell. The children didn't yell. The husband didn't yell. There was no yelling in the house. They decided to speak to people as individuals, and she's been doing that for a long time now. So they've removed yelling from the house. She said there's a lot of peace in the house because instead of people trying to get their point across by yelling, they discuss. So maybe try the 30-day challenge, you and your sister, and just to say, hey, or maybe 30 might be seem like a big number. You can say, hey, let's do a 7-day challenge or a 3-day challenge.
We actually don't yell at each other that much. It's not really necessarily yelling. It's like, wait, stop it. I don't like you. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But y'all seem like you're very close because I've seen you when I dropped Mikael off. And
yeah.
Very close. That's good.
Sweet sister.
Yeah, oh, that's sweet. Oh. And if I asked her, she would say the same thing about you, right?
Hopefully.
Oh, hopefully. Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Can you should have sent out next?
Oh. I don't know. Joining me now is Maya.
Hi.
Hi, Maya. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. So, what we're doing is Ms. Kim wanted me to ask some questions that you couldn't prepare for.
Oh, how disappointing.
Just to see what your thoughts were on different things. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
My favorite, I'm sorry, my first question to you is, if you were president of the United States of America, what would be the first thing that you do?
Well, I would get all of the home orphans, and I would have a nice Thanksgiving dinner or dinner with them, depending on what holiday it is. I would have a dinner with all the orphans and stuff. And, yeah, I would feed them, and we would have fun, and I would take them to, like, a water park or something. That's what I would do.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you this. What is your favorite school memory or childhood memory? Or you can give me both.
So I guess my favorite school memory is, let me think about that.
Okay.
My first day of school, when I first came here, everyone was so welcoming and I had a lot of fun. And I felt like I've been here for, like, when I was two. So I felt really welcome, and that was my favorite day. And my favorite childhood memory is, I think was when I went to visit my granny for the first time. It was really, really fun. And we had Pop-Tarts and Coca-Cola for breakfast, and we did a lot of cool things, like go fishing and playing the new swings that I got. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun that day.
Awesome, awesome. Okay. If you could keep only three possessions, what would they be and why?
Does it have to be a person? Can it be a person?
It could be. That's what you like to keep.
Okay. I would like to keep my brother because I don't need a TV. He would be really understanding.
Say that again?
I would like to keep my brother because he's basically my TV.
Really?
I would take my cousin three. Of course, these are not the things that would come to my first. Like, I would take my parents or my grandparents, but I would take my cousin Bree because she's always been helpful with me. And now that she moved down here, I see her a lot more. So we do a lot of stuff together. And the third thing would be, I'll probably take some clothes.
Gotcha.
Or deodorant. Oh.
Okay. What is your strongest personal quality? Smile, stand out. What's the first thing people see or experience when they come in contact with you?
My hair.
Okay.
I think my mom says my hair is one of my qualities because it can do different stuff. It's hilarious. Like when I was younger, I would do mohawks. I could do a flat iron mohawk, I could do a frizzy mohawk, I could do half and half, I could do a curly mohawk, I could do braids, I could do beads, and it was just really fun, and that's what a lot of people see, and they're like, oh my gosh, Maya, can I literally pet my hair? And it's just, that's what people mostly when they see me, it's like, you have beautiful hair, and I'm like, thank you.
So who does your hair? Do you or your mom?
My mom or my hairstylist, Yolanda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of both between them. No offense, but my grandma doesn't do a really good job with that. I remember on picture day, I was late, so she had to keep this old curler that had sticky stuff on it. She just did my hair. It looked nice, but it was painful.
Okay. Who do you admire most and why?
Who do I admire most? I don't know, honestly. I admire a lot of people, but if I had to say, probably my mom.
Why?
Because I look up to my mom when I'm down, and then she does a lot of stuff. She makes T-shirts. She does a lot of amazing things that I love about her, and I can't stand a day without seeing her, or I'll lose my mind, honestly. And I love that she's happy and she's willing to take risks. Like when she cut all of her hair off, I'm like, Mom, how could you? So I think she's really brave. And I love that people call me Minnie, because that's her nickname, is Minnie. So I really want to grow up to be like her. She's kind of like my role model.
Awesome. So she's spontaneous.
Yes.
She'll just do things because she feels, hey, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, and she doesn't think twice about things.
That's good. That's good. You're spontaneous yourself.
Yeah.
I've noticed that since I've been coming to the school that you can be spontaneous. You walk around barefoot.
Yep. I remember one time I went to Walmart and I had these flip-flops on and I actually got my steps in glass. They went through the flip-flop and I was like, I'm never buying flip-flops from Walmart ever again. So.
Oh, my. Yeah. Did it cut your foot really bad?
Yeah, we had to pull it out with tweezers, but my mom was like, yank, and I was like, ow. She's just like Amelia, honestly, because one time I got a stapler and a staple in my finger, and Amelia just yanked it out, and I was like, what the heck? You're just like my mom. So, yeah.
Okay, final question. How do you spend your free time?
I spend my free time usually eating, or I'll watch TV, or sometimes I'll read books, or I'll talk to my friends, or sometimes I'll draw and write stories. I do a lot of things.
I can tell, just by the list you just
or
had.
Or I cook.
So are you a good cook?
Yes, I can cook.
What's the best meal that you've made so far?
I think my best meal is a bow tie pasta with some spinach sauce, Alfredo sauce, and sausage. Yeah, that's one of my favorite meals. I love that meal.
And do you make it often?
Sometimes. I remember yesterday I set a goal to cook a Thanksgiving meal, but...
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to start maybe 4 or 5 days ahead of time if you're cooking it by yourself?
No, I'll just ask my mom for the materials the day before, and sometimes I'll just get up early and just start cooking, and they'll be like, what are you doing down here? I'm like, I'm cooking. You want breakfast? And they're like, sure.
Well, Maya, another thing I want to ask. What school will you be attending next year, and why was that your choice?
I will be attending 2 academies at Dent, and I chose that because I love how Dent kind of focuses on the way I learn, and they get to know me just like here, and they kind of adjust everything to where I'm comfortable and I can just speed on past, and yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it was truly a pleasure and a delight having you here talking to me today. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, Ava, final question. What school will you be attending next year, and why did you choose that school?
Sandhills, and I really liked how the teachers taught, and I like the concept of small classes, and it's also close to the barn that I ride at.
Oh, awesome. So Wednesdays are looking even better for you.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks. Okay, tell Miss Kim I'm ready for the next one.
Okay.
Is if I don't ask them
remind you
about the school, please remind me, yeah. Joining me now in the studio is Amelia. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Mrs. Jessica.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Amelia, as I told the other fifth graders that came before you, Miss Kim wanted an improv type of conversation going on, so there are going to be some questions that I ask you that you didn't have time to prepare for because we want to see what your thoughts are on certain things, okay? Okay. First question that I have for you is, if you were the president, what would be the first thing you would do?
I would make sure that everybody made the right decision when it came to cyberbullying and things like that.
Awesome. What is your favorite is your favorite book and why?
I think one of my favorite books is the one that I'm reading right now, which is called The Empty Mirror. And I really like it because it's about this boy who loses his reflection.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Can you relate to that book, or is it something you just liked?
Well, I just like it because it's like a mystery and there's this person that looks like him going around and doing stuff and he's getting blamed for it.
Oh, awesome. If you had the opportunity to learn a skill, what would it be and why would you want to learn?
Roller derby, because I love roller skating. I'm just like really bad at it.
So you would want to be a roller derby queen when those women are going around and sticking out their arm and doing the clothes hang on people? Oh, the clothesline. I stand corrected. Really?
Yes.
I could see that. I could see you doing that. But first you need to learn how to skate, huh?
Yeah.
Do you go to the skating rink?
Every once in a while.
Do you have a pair of skates?
I used to, but I can pick two out of them.
Oh, that's probably the best way to learn. Starting with a pair of skates. Birthday coming up, son?
Yes, this one, actually.
Cool. Put that on your list. So you can learn how to skate. Okay. What does a perfect day look like to Emil?
Sunny sky, no clouds. Because I like to hula hoop and I like, and me and my mom made this hoop out of wood and a plank and I play basketball with it.
Oh, you know, when you said hula hoop and then right behind it you said you made a wooden hoop. And I was going to say, well, I've never heard of anyone doing the hula hoop out of wood.
Well, I use a regular hula hoop and then for basketball I made my own hoop.
Are you good at basketball?
No, but I can shoot hoops.
Okay, that's all that counts. Is basketball something that you may want to play as you go on in school?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Cool, cool. That's awesome. What is your strongest personal quality?
In talent or in, like, friendship?
In anything.
I don't know, maybe dance.
Dance, okay. Ballet, jazz, tap, what?
Ballet.
Oh, how long have you been taking ballet?
Since I could walk.
Really? So you're good?
I think you can
do that plie and all of that good stuff? Okay. Do you think that might be something you want to do as you get older as far as career-wise?
Probably, yeah. I would love to have a career in ballet.
Awesome. So you take it, what, once a week, twice a week, or what?
3 days a week. Today is actually, I'm going to dance today.
Yes, Wednesdays, a lot of things take place on Wednesday.
I don't know why.
Yep. It's on Thursday. Yes.
So is that commercial?
Okay. So, one talent I noticed about you is that you can sing really well. Would you like to sing a little something for us?
I can rap.
Yeah. Go ahead. What are you going to rap for us today?
Do you know the rap and problem? I can do that.
Okay, let's hear it. Do you need a beat? Do you need me to give you a beat? Okay.
No, I'm good.
Go ahead.
It's not maybe that I'll be better off without you. And I'll try to be forgetting all about you. And saying that you know better, really, really doubt you. Understand my way to be winning and around you. And get ages and peace and assist in my life. I think we're like, what do you want? I like your presence. And the best thing now, probably for your exit, let you go, let you back, find a lesson. Test up and you and just play and listen. You know, I can't believe what you're saying. Please do this, baby, so you don't be done. I got 99 problems, but you won't be one.
Oh, that's Ariana?
That's actually Iggy Azalea, I think.
Iggy. Yeah, that's right, but she's singing with Ariana on that song. Okay, Iggy, yeah. She's a good rapper, too. I like her. Okay, so now that we've heard the rap side of Amelia, can you sing us something?
Do you have a song you want to hear?
Oh, just surprise me.
Let me think.
What's your favorite song?
Pretty Brown Eyes, but I only know the chorus, like literally two sentences.
That's all you need.
Hey, girl, pretty brown eyes, what you gonna do tonight? That's all I know.
Okay, that's enough. You have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
Okay, so since I've been coming to the school doing the radio show, what I noticed about you that stood out was that you do very well when it comes to sitting down in the studio and just having a conversation. I remember there was an interview that you did with Eliyahu's parents and Rabbi Meir, and you did an awesome job. Is that something you think you may want to go into, or is that just a skill that you have right now and just will develop over time?
I would love to have my own talk show. That would be pretty awesome.
You know, they're very easy to have. If you people go on the internet all the time and start their own. Some of them like to have a studio where they can go and pay this big company and they go in and have a show. Or some people do podcasts or YouTube, anything like that. You can name it something like Amelia's World or The World According to Amelia. You know, but I think, you know, if I heard years later that you grew up and became a radio host or something, it wouldn't surprise me. Just the way you formed your questions, you had questions written out, but then you were still able to ask questions that were not according to a script. So I thought that was really amazing. Now I'd like to know, after you leave here, being that this is your last year, what school will you be attending and why did you choose that school?
Most likely, I think I'm going to Hand because an old friend of mine will be going there in seventh grade because it's near my house, and I just feel like it's the right place for me.
Good. That's what matters, the right place for you.
Good.
Well, it's definitely been an interesting conversation. Your rap skills, your singing skills. Thanks for sharing them with us, and thanks for being with us.
I had a good time.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, sitting in the studio with me is Carrie, a.k.a. this is my a.k.a. for her, Miss Fashionista. And I call her that because when Carrie comes to school, she's very stylish, she's very spontaneous, she is not afraid to experiment with different clothing. And I love that about her. She has such a free spirit. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for being here. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
No, you've met me already. So let's redo.
Whatever.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for being here in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Okay, Carrie. What we're doing is sort of like an improv. I'm asking questions that Ms. Kim put together, and she just wants to get your take on things, your thoughts, okay? So my first question to you is, if you were president of the United States, what would be the first thing you would do and why?
I think I would take faces off the money.
I can't hear that last part.
Doesn't seem fair to other people.
Why doesn't it seem fair?
Because
hey,
why does
all
it have to be on money?
Okay, well, I don't look at faces. I look at the numbers. There you go. Hey.
Make everything $100.
Okay. We're going to edit that out.
Oh.
Okay. So you want to keep that answer, though? You want to remove? Okay. So let's do that again. If you were president, what is the first thing you would do?
Take faces off money.
Why?
Because I don't care about the faces.
All right. Okay.
Big number in the center. No face needed.
If I had to describe Carrie, what do most people notice about you? What, when you meet someone, what's the first thing they notice about Carrie?
I'm loud.
You're loud? Do you think you're loud? You do? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, really? Do you like being loud, or is it just your makeup?
I don't really care.
That's good. And you shouldn't. We have that freedom to be who we are. And if they accept you, good.
They do.
If they don't accept you, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Share with us a perfect day in the life of care. What's a perfect day to you?
Sitting outside with under a shade tree with no bugs out there.
Why no bugs?
Because bugs are annoying.
Which type are you talking about? All bugs or certain ones?
Yes.
All mosquitoes. So it wouldn't. Okay, Karen. I mentioned in the beginning that my nickname for you is Miss Fashionista. So tell us a little bit about your style.
It's not really a thing I do. I just pull out whatever is all bad.
Are you serious? So you pull out whatever smells good.
Yes.
And you wear it to school.
Yes.
Okay. And it just happens to be stylish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I always see my grandmother, but whenever I see my mom's stepmom, she always has this, like, this giant bag of Gap clothes for me. I'm like, I don't need any more clothes.
Are they stylish?
Yes.
They're your type of thing, right? So what do? Go through the bag and take out what you want?
No, I just take everything out of it. Mine.
Okay. Now, if you could witness any event from the past, present, or future, what would it be?
Probably, like, someone becoming president.
Who, in particular? You?
Yep.
Hey, okay. So you'd like to go into the future and witness yourself being president, right? Awesome. I like that. So after you leave here, what school will you be attending and why?
I'm going to Eastwood Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Episcopalian School. And I guess because it's something different, I want to try it. Definitely bigger, for one thing. And two, it would be a lot easier to figure out what I'm going to wear. They have uniforms there. So,
okay. So you like the fact that they're wearing uniforms?
It'll be easier.
Well, one thing, it'll probably make the clothes in your closet, the pile get larger.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you'll work that out as it goes along.
Yep.
Another question. Do you envision, what do you see yourself doing 20 years from now? Do you see yourself in a certain career?
A teacher.
A teacher. Yeah. Elementary, high school, preschool, what?
Dance, maybe.
Dance? Oh, okay. Do you take dance? What?
Yep, I take ballet classes.
Ballet? How many?
5 days a week.
Okay, you knew that was my question. So tonight you'll be going to ballet class, huh?
Nope.
Really, but?
Wait, no, yes.
Okay.
On Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay. Are you good? How long have you been taking it?
Like 5 years.
Well, so you see yourself as a dance instructor?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Teaching ballet or another type of dance? Just ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you see yourself maybe in college traveling with a ballet school or something like that? Awesome. Do you have one in mind?
Austin.
Okay.
Or New York.
Okay. You know, I can see you traveling. That's your personality. You're just very spontaneous, and you like to go with the flow. I like that. That's good. Be free. Easy going. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I must say, Carrie, it was a pleasure, as always, having you here, and I appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My next guest in the studio is Calvin, and I'd like to welcome you, Calvin, into the studio. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Okay, Calvin, what we're doing is Ms. Kim put together some questions, and it's kind of like an improv kind of thing, and which is why you don't know the questions that I'm going to ask. You just want to know your thoughts on things, okay? my first question to you is, if you won the lottery, what would you do with the money?
I would probably buy an eco capsule.
Eco capsule, okay. Tell us what that is.
It's pretty much an eco RV.
Really? So you would travel in it and all of that good stuff?
Yes.
Have you seen one?
I've seen videos of one, but they haven't been there yet.
Who builds them? Does a certain person, a company build them, or an individual, whoever wants one, builds one?
It's a combination of a bunch of companies.
Okay. So it's eco-friendly.
Yeah.
So that means you have to use a certain type of gas and all of that.
Well, it doesn't drive, but, you know, it collects rain and has solar and wind energy.
Oh, awesome. Great. So that's the first thing you would do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, if you were president of the United States, what would be the first thing you did?
I would probably quit and let somebody else be president.
Good answer. Why?
Because I don't think I'm ready to do that.
Okay. So, where do you see yourself 20 years from now? What career do you see yourself in? You said probably a scientist?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I like science and math.
What's your favorite thing in science?
Like natural things.
Nature?
Yeah.
So you stay outside a lot?
Yeah.
You know a lot of, do you have a lot of information on trees and all of that?
Not really. I just like how it's made and how it works.
I got it. Okay. If you could have a skill, what would it be?
A supernatural skill, like flying or something?
Whatever skill you wanted.
I'd probably have super speed.
Super speed, why?
Because then you could do a lot of things at once.
Like race a cheetah or something?
Yeah. But if you go fast enough, you can beat this one.
Yeah.
Useful.
Okay. So what's your favorite memory here at Cutler Jewish Day School?
I don't know. Probably going in the woods for the first time.
How was it?
It was fun.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say I was scared, but no, I'm just kidding. You don't strike me as a scared type. What made it fun? What did you do? Did you discover anything? Did you see anything?
Yeah, we just ran around and looked at random things because we had no idea what it was.
So is that something that you look forward to as when you all go out going into the woods? Do you have certain days that you go, or do you go every day?
Yeah, normally we go on Tuesdays and Fridays.
And you make the best of it, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever found anything out there that nobody knew about, maybe a different type of insect or something like that?
Not very often. Once Emerson found a wine bottle, though.
Okay. So next year, what school will you be attending, and why did you choose that school?
I chose TLC, mostly because my sister went there and she said it was good.
Okay. So there are a few of you that are going to TLC next year.
Four?
Okay. Perfect. Wonderful. Was that your first choice?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you got what you wanted, which is always good. How do you spend your free time?
Well, I read a lot of comic books and graphic novels, and I play games.
Oh, so Avatar. Did you like Avatar? Did you see the movie?
No.
Oh, did you read that series called Mindbender, I think it is? Some kind of bender.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So you're a sci-fi guy?
Yeah, I like sci-fi.
Okay. Star Wars, of course. Did you see the one this year?
Yeah.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
Everyone from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only seen the first one. No, The Empire Strikes Back. That was the only one I saw, and I was a little girl then. And I really wasn't interested. So not a sci-fi kind of person. What's your favorite book or books, and why do you like them? Never seen the movie. I've never seen the movie. I'm sure you have. If you like the book, you've seen the movie.
The movie, yeah, but they're not very good compared to the books.
You know, most people say that the book is more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from my understanding, she's supposed to be coming out with another one?
Two more.
Two more. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're waiting. Do you sign up early to get a copy, or you just wait for it to come out?
For normal books, I wait for them to come out, mostly for graphic novels. Or early order.
Okay.
Pre-order.
Gotcha. Wow. I mean, series has done amazing at the movies and all of that. I've never seen not one, and nor have I read the book. But I've heard a lot of people talk about Harry Potter. So that's good. So what do you think you're going to miss most when you leave here? What do you think you're going to miss the most? What, who?
A lot of stuff, free space, like freedom.
Yeah, that's true. Going into a different school in a different environment, they have different rules. You may not have that freedom to do certain things. I understand exactly what you're talking about. Yes. My final question is, who do you admire the most?
That's hard. Probably Kazuo Kibuishi.
What's that?
The writer of my favorite graphic novel series, Amulet.
And why do you admire him?
Because he does a really good job making them.
Okay. Hold your attention, huh?
Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Calvin, for being here, and I wish you the best next year.
Thanks.
You're welcome.